This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong, reporting from Chicago, with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Thursday edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by the new True Choice offer. If you buy Pioneer brand seed, you can earn Corteva cash. Ask your Pioneer sales representative or crop protection retailer about True Choice. I'll have today's stories coming right up.
It takes a degree in electronics just to work on your truck. You have to boot up 3 monitors to start planting. And watching TV? Well, that requires 4 different remotes. Yep, it's not the best time for people who enjoy simple. But we're doing our part to change that. Corteva Agriscience, the agriculture division of Dow DuPont, introduces the all-new True Choice offer. Now, this is simple. When you buy Pioneer brand seed, you earn Corteva cash that's immediately available for you to redeem at your crop protection retailer. Use that Corteva cash on more than 100 crop protection products. That's it. No waiting for a rebate, no digital fingerprinting necessary. Just a straightforward offer in an overly complicated world. Ask your local Pioneer sales representative or your crop protection retailer about True Choice. New, simple, now.
They are still trying to get them to come in from out in the cold. Minneapolis city officials are stepping up a campaign to encourage residents of a large homeless camp in that city to seek shelter. Fire department crews yesterday erected a large heated army tent across the street from the encampment. That tent will serve as an impromptu dining hall and meeting space for about 200 people, some of whom have been sleeping in tents since July. Well, will the interest rates keep rising? There's some feeling now the Fed might pause. After yet another rate hike at its meeting next month, those higher costs of borrowing affect a wide range of industries here in our region. The people of the housing industry are concerned about the economic headwinds right now. Mainly those higher mortgage interest rates that have climbed. Maybe you heard the report on home sales that sales of new homes last month were down 12% from October of last year. At this sales rate currently, it will take more than 7 months to sell all of the new homes sitting out there looking for residents right now. And here's another economic barometer. Sales of recreational vehicles are down. They watch this closely in northern Indiana, where many of the RVs are made in that region around Elkhart, Indiana. New RV sales are still up almost 5% of the U.S. and Canada through the first 9 months of this year, but RV production slipped in October for the third consecutive month. From This Week in Agribusiness, hardly anyone is expecting a major breakthrough in the tariff trade war between the United States and China. But farmers, especially those who grow soybeans, are hoping for news of some progress to come from Argentina yet this week. Some of the corn traders are pondering just how much corn might be lost out in the field. As we have snow-filled and muddy fields out there, Michigan farmers still have 18% of their corn unharvested. Ohio corn growers have 14% yet to be brought in. Oh, and in North Dakota, still 1/5 of the corn, as of this past weekend, still 1/5 was yet to be harvested. And that's today's Midwest Digest, brought to you by True Choice, new, simple, now. Buy Pioneer brand seed and earn Corteva cash to use on over 100 crop protection products. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.